Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I am your host, and I am your GM this evening. Welcome to episode Hooray. 21 of
More Sarcasticness
Mirth,
this time.
Magic and Magic. Mayhem.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, so you didn't actually name the show until we're like, you know, 19 episodes in. But here we are. We have a name for the show, and we have art, and it's beautiful. It's by Jody P. Schaefer.
Vicious bastard.
Talented.
Nemesis to Tony Kupo.
Don't talk about his sexual proclivity in the
But yeah, so a bunch of stuff happened in episode 20. Malcolm, why don't you go over that for us and get folks in the mood and up to date?
I don't know if I'm getting the mood, but I can at least get him up to date.
Get us in the mood. Your voice does it just for me, Malcolm. It's fine.
Mm. You can do it, baby. It's the beard for me.
So it was outskirts at night.
And the alarm bells rang. And there was a call from the guards for everyone to awake and be prepared for certain doom. For it appears that a troll had crossed over the fence and entered the barn of Milfador. I know. We all had questions about that name. And the large number of goats and few pigs in his barn. But that was aside. Anyway, the party gathered in their usual way, haphazardly, but still well-equipped, and not necessarily on time for to stop him, but on time to at least confront the troll. The troll was a stony skin giant, a single horn with gray-colored skin, which I believe Belor quickly identified as a cave troll.
Dane did once he spat the gold coin at Balor.
That's right.
Yes.
Dane did after the coin spitting. Yes. I correction.
Aren't they the same guy?
Well, yes. And as we started talking, and then Dane started.
For listeners at home, I just flipped them all off.
Yeah, so Dane started, to try and open a dialogue with the troll in the hopes of keeping him occupied, and set about a plan of getting him to agree to having some wine with him, which he was going to drug with a sleeping draught. Which he did. He did drug the wine, and the troll, who we found out his name was Umbart
the Flatulent.
I'm sorry, Umbart McCormick, the Flagellant. But unfortunately, the draft did not even have time to take before the party sprang on him. Or he sprang on the party. I mean, after all, he was eating up all the wares for
murder
farmers
to the rescue.
So in a quick decisive battle, as I recall, I believe that Dane, no, you did the Jew with the wine, tried to sleep in, that didn't actually take, action was taken, Quivering, used a lightning bolt to strike the stone troll, and of course also got Karen in the process, that she dropped like a frizzle fry. There was several bow strikes and firings and weapons, charges, parries and dodges, and slinging of things, and then Balor deals the killing blow, and everyone else manages to get a good hit in as well. I'm not sure that's after he's dead or not, but I'm thinking mostly before the troll was dead. And then, of course, having the troll being identified as a cave troll. Balor jumped upon the not-yet-cold corpse, slicing open his belly and digging through his innards to get his golden prize, 8 coins, from the slowly cooling giant corpse. The rest of us were just happy enough not to have died and got a hold of his spice bag that he was using to cook all of his animals prior to consuming. And now we await the adoration and rewards from the townfolk, and particularly Farmer Milford, for saving at least half his stock.
That's Milfador.
Terrible night. Oh, that's right. Milfador, that's right.
He really loved his mom.
He does.
He did.
He loves all moms, let's be fair.
Yes, he loves all moms.
It's amazing how Nathan just came up with that name like that.
Mm-hmm. In the book, it's Mifldor.
Ah.
Milfador?
Mifldor.
Nathan is dyslexic.
Mifldor?
Yeah.
Mifldor.
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 Milfador.
Somehow it became Milfador. Is probably Tyr's fault.
And his son, and we just Dilfapoke.
Yeah, it's canon now. Okay.
Milfador.
He tried changing it to Mifldor, but we all knew his real name.
Yeah, we did. So. The knight is young. The troll is dead. The heroes are waiting.
But I wouldn't call the knight young.
Yeah, the knight is old.
It is well past midnight.
I just got fried by lightning bolts. It's pretty early.
Yeah. But you didn't get healed.
Sorry.
Yeah, so Corinna is hobbling back.
Hobbling?
You're still hurt.
He gave me more hit points than I actually had.
Okay.
Look fantastic.
Her clothes, however, are smoking.
I look like shit. Yeah, my clothes are smoking in the wrong way.
What I wanted to do is I wanted everyone to picture the kid in Jurassic Park after he held on.
I kind of look exactly like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything cosmetically.
Right. Yeah. You can probably afford to buy some new clothes now.
And I need a bath and new clothes and a moral boost.
I assume you all are going back and trying to rest.
Well, wait, where's Milfador?
Probably back at the farm, like putting out the fire from the lightning bolt.
We'll go. Never mind.
Fucking troll is starting fires.
Fires. He was cooking in his barn.
Cleaning up the carcasses of his property.
Really, it's his fault for not cleaning that place up.
There might be a copper piece under the spleen.
Don't tell him.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
But I want to go back, get a bath, get some sleep. And yes, I'll have someone woken up to heat my bath if it's necessary.
You're going to wake somebody up to make you a bath.
Fine. I'll wait until morning. God, this is horrible. I smell like a singed cat and I have to go to bed in it. This is just awful.
I saved the town and this is the thanks I get?
Yeah, I'll sleep in somebody else's sack so this smells like burnt and it's not mine.
I mean, Baylor's already smells like burnt, so.
Yeah, it does. But he smells also. That's true. So, yeah.
Mm. All right.
I'll go back to bed.
Yeah, so we go back to bed and get full.
I would like to think that this whole fight happened after donning my golden armor and wearing a stocking cap.
Yeah, I was doing in those little fuzzy slippers, with the little heels.
What the hell? The kitten heels. That's
it. The Maribou slippers with the kitten heels.
And that's when Blaine threw back the sash and saw the troll.
I was imagining that you guys would have more trouble with the troll.
We did.
We did.
Some of us had some trouble with the troll.
You're fine.
Tell that to my clothes.
Okay, so you settle back down to rest. The moon crosses the sky. The rest of the evening goes uneventfully. There are night birds and insects kind of making noise again in the summer air as you drift off. Back to a almost peaceful yet achy sleep.
We didn't see any bats when we returned back to the house, did we?
Oh, fuck the bats, that's right.
Shit, I'm not doing bat duty tonight.
Well, a couple of us are outside, so we can
actually
just see
the bats.
That's for
the outside people to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with that.
Is it a spot hidden?
No, if you see something, I will.
You will say something.
You will say something.
See something, say something.
Yeah, so Quiverwing, as you are...
Preening. I preen before I sleep.
I guess you were going back to the woods, right? To sleep. Yeah,
that's where my sleeping roll is.
You are leaving kind of the farm area and parting ways with the rest of the crew as they go up the hill back to the Three Stags. And you're like waving to them goodnight. And as you wave to them, you see a flutter of a large bat flying from the temple area to up north, in the northerly direction.
Northerly direction.
How big is you say large? To me, a large bat would be like a foot wide. Is it like 2 feet wide wingspan?
Probably about a 3 foot wingspan.
3 foot wingspan. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's a huge bat.
Yeah, like one of those fruit bats.
Okay. I was thinking 1 foot wide.
And like north is in leaves the town proper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You can make an awareness roll.
Okay, I'll make an awareness roll.
Just him?
Yeah.
I rolled a 7, I have it at 14.
Not the hunter that's accompanying him?
You weren't really, you're not a super friendly person who was waving to people goodnight, so you weren't
looking. True, that's true. Fair point.
Basically, it's flying kind of weird, like it's carrying something.
Hmm.
And it looks like you catch a glint of something on maybe attached to its leg.
Oh, good. I bet you were going to say it was carrying a halfling. I'm like, good. No, God. No.
Is it out of bowshot range when I see it?
Yeah.
Is it out of lightning range?
No, that is...
I mean, it's your signature response. Hey, look, something lightning.
Something weird.
Lightning. Yeah, no, it's out of your range.
Electrifying.
Whatever my range is, it's out of it.
Yeah.
30 meters is my range.
Yeah. Chibbity crickets. Yeah, way more than that. Mm.
Okay. Definitely a big bat to see it at that range.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, you caught it across the moon.
Hey, Siggy, want to hear something?
Sure.
That big bat, it's about yay big. Actually, I'm the duck. It's about yay big. It flew off to the north, and it had something either attached to its leg or in its claws or something. It was holding something.
Did you see where it was traveling from?
Center of town area.
Oh, the temple ruins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we should investigate that at a later date.
Mm-hmm. Well, for now, it's a nocturnal beast.
Yeah. We should look at where it might be going in the daylight.
North. It lives somewhere north. It's probably caves to the north somewhere.
That I have no doubt. I'm sure we will encounter them soon enough.
All right. Any other nocturnal activities you guys are going
to partake in? Not that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've already shared.
Elf on duck action.
We've shared enough.
I preen a bit.
The sun rises. A new day.
Probably the person who draws my hot bath does, too.
Do you want me to get your whipping stick? Would that make you feel better?
I think the rod is going to have to wait, so yes, we'll go with the stick.
Okay.
Annabella isn't working yet, so there's a young worker that Wagenhild has hired. His name is Todd. He's probably 14. And he's downstairs, and he's sweeping up the inn and, like, wiping up beer stains and stuff like that when he sees you come downstairs.
Well, how can you not see a Karen come down the stairs?
hi. What can I do for you?
You can draw a hot bath for me. Right away.
Yes, right away. And he kind of like fumbles with like his mop.
You should probably put that somewhere.
He knocks over the bucket and then spills everywhere. Oh,
that looks like a hazard. I can fall in that.
And he kind of straightens up a little bit. I'll be right upstairs.
Okay. Ring the bell when the water is so hot that your hand has to draw out of it, okay?
And that's when I come into the room and I see the bucket of the mop water. I'm like, oh, thank you. And I just jump right in and start taking a bath right there.
It does smell a bit of stale beer and,
okay,
and
sir, see.
Remnants of stew. So
that's about right.
Who's stew?
Yeah. That is just a bucket, but not the never mind. I will then go back upstairs to get my bathing gear, since breakfast is obviously not ready.
Now, you could smell that it was...
They're working on it.
They're working on it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just go back upstairs and wait for my bath to be ready. But other than that, that's the only thing I'm starting off for the morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, it probably takes about 20 minutes to get the water warm. And he brings a bell. Ooh. And he's...
Okay.
I'll be down in the common room having a mug of hot tea and some breakfast.
Oh, I will tell you. I'm going to go up to get my bath. If this water isn't cleaned up in 10 minutes, you should probably complain about that. And then I'll go up.
Malcolm, I'm just setting up our odd couple sitcom. Can two divorced halflings get along?
I think
can we make each other whole? Thank you.
No, we can't. There's nothing that can. First of all, I'm not broken. You are like little shattered pieces all over the place. Just broken there. Just shattered like...
She may write a song about it. That's how shattered you are.
I might write a song about it.
Complete me.
So, wait. Does that mean when two halflings make the bees with two backs, they're making a holeling?
I'm going to mute Nathan right now. I don't care the rest of what he says.
I don't want to be part of this podcast anymore.
Okay. Well,
rage quit.
Todd. Todd is slow to get bath and doesn't clean up after his messes. Right. So I'll leave that on the Yelp scroll later on. Anyway, I'll go upstairs.
Yeah, so let's fast forward. You get your bath. Breakfast is prepared.
Fantastic.
There's a woman that comes in to help with Wagenhild breakfast. Her name is Eunice. She's a cook, and she does other stuff around the town. But
is Todd punished?
No, Todd is not punished. Todd is a good boy.
Okay, we'll let it slip this time.
But yeah, you're down there. You're Baylor's down there. Brains is down there. Everybody's down in the common room. There's a two smiths are in the quarter. They're,
oh, fantastic.
They're enjoying some lovely sausages and more sausages and potatoes. But yeah, the food is adequate. It's at least it's very fresh.
That's good.
They make everything in the town. There is a bit of shortage of goat. Right now, but
we've got some. It's quite nice.
There's a special on Troll.
Right. I'll cut this out, but I did have to look it up because I wasn't really sure how Dragonbane trolls work. Mm-hmm. They do not regenerate from zero because I was like, it's like, huh? Because they didn't really. They just killed them and like left. I'm wonder pretty sure if they come back and they don't. Once they hit zero, they're dead.
Oh, so. I'm pretty sure once Baylor eviscerated him to get to the gold in his stomach, that took him below whatever his
right. Death yeah, but yeah,
mostly zero, out of shame.
Zero is zero in Dragonbane, but I was thinking it would have been funny that if you like left and then like in the morning the body was gone. I thought that would have been interesting. I'm gonna cut this out, but yeah.
Then we could have followed him back to his spice fields.
His spicy lair.
Nathan, I think actually, from an educational standpoint, leave it in because that's actually cool for the folks to know who are playing.
Okay.
Or do it in the after. Do it in the after credit scene.
Yeah, I throw it at the end.
That's kind of cool. Part out.
Yeah. Okay. But now you do have those spices. Yes. You could use them on your breakfast. If you wanted to.
Oh, let us share. You have a book on using spices, right?
The spices are with me.
I've read several.
Good, then you can do the. Well, then you can do the spicing. Not now.
Spicing. Can I try to identify the spices in the bag?
We may need it for gamier food later on.
I've got the spices with me outside.
Oh, okay. Then no, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, would that be
bushcraft?
Yeah, probably I'll bushcraft.
Bushcraft. Yeah. Let's go for bushcraft.
But you know, but he's got.
I rolled outside. A 20.
He's yes, outside.
Demon.
So you're licking the floor, going, "Hmm."
Are you trying to figure out the spices in the?
Yeah, yeah. What makes the spices in the spice bag?
Oh, so you are pretty sure that this is made from actual troll dung.
Mm.
You're pretty convinced that this is all the little brown bits were seeds that the troll had eaten and expelled.
Ew, ow, no. No,
I mean that's what a 20 gets you in this game.
No, I wouldn't.
Is it like that coffee that you put through a manacle, and it comes out tasting amazing?
I've never had that. I'm a tea guy. That's
what? Yes, Manta Cafe.
That is so obvious. You didn't even need to tell us.
Yeah, you did need to tell us you're a tea guy. We know you're a tea guy.
Yeah, we knew that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely.
You don't. You don't even wear a sport coat, but you still have the leather patches on your elbows
mm-hmm.
and knees.
Thank you, Morgan.
Wagenhild's there, and she comes by. And says, like, "Well, breakfast for the heroes," and she's it's like a you know, no charge for the breakfast this morning. You did the town a huge favor.
That's the words I wanted to hear.
And that's from
breakfast for the heroes. I wanted to hear free breakfast for the heroes. Well, this is what happens when you live indoors. Your breakfast is also free. You can have berries or some sort of sparrow or something. But we'll tell you later. Though I will tell her we have two friends who will be coming later who are outside. We're still going to eat their portions, but I'll just tell her that.
Oh, we're here. We pack up our stuff at dawn.
Yeah. Oh, crap, you're here.
Yeah. So,
never mind, they're here.
So what are your plans? Are you sticking around in town for a while? Or are you off to a great adventure again?
Well, isn't this town just a great adventure in its own right? I mean, apparently you can't go to sleep without a troll crawling over the wall. Why do we need to go when we can just stay here and have an adventure all on its own?
Oh, because we were going to look for those pieces.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yes, we're going to go on an adventure outside. Okay. But we got to do some. There's some checking we have to do. Some.
Also, you know, I have a note that I made myself that if we stay too long in one place, the donkey will probably commit a war crime.
Oh yeah, that donkey. Yeah, he,
what?
You didn't leave him with a troll body, did you?
Well, you should just,
you weren't expecting them to check out
the stall. I was going to have Todd clean it up, but it's just, you know, just something that I don't think he's ready for.
Don't send children out there near the donkey.
It's better just burn it.
We can't afford to burn it. So, oh yes, we'll look into that. Yeah, we're not staying that long. At least the donkey's not staying long.
Thanks. I just had
some things to pick up.
I'm sure he's a lovely donkey, but it's just it's something I haven't seen before.
He's not lovely. He's not lovely. Sometimes you just take the burdens in life, Morgan, and you just deal with, you go with what you go. You go with what you have. Life gives you lemonade. No, it doesn't.
Getting
it gives you
thirsty.
Lemons. Well, it actually doesn't give you lemons at all. Nathan?
Yeah.
Sorry. Another thing that I think that Karen would do is try and see if she can set up a singing gig while we're going to be here for the week.
Oh, you want to get paid?
Or discounted on my actual accommodations.
Okay. All
right. I am negotiable.
I think that would be a negotiation with the proprietor.
Okay. Do I need to make a... let's see...
Yeah.
Performance? Persuasion?
Persuasion.
If you
want to go ahead and do that.
Not really. But.
I would like to get paid to sing my song.
Nope.
I'm in love with my ass.
Seven, which is below, there's a seven below my performance. So just so you know, for the contest, for the trial.
So performance or persuasion?
Persuasion. Okay, performance, so you is 60. I'm under by seven, so I don't know if it's going to be a contested role or something.
No, not for this. So you, approach Vagenhild and says, "Oh, what can I do for you?"
It's actually what I can do for you. I was thinking of maybe at least four nights of musical entertainment for the evening, for your constituents that come in, and any weary travelers who need to hear tales from afar, for a little discount or a little kickback, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming if we can't work out and pay, at least I could do it as far as a discount on our room. And you get really good, top-notch entertainment all the way from Saddlewood. You know, I am from the Rhinesmith Saddlewoods.
Yeah, Saddlewood. I don't think I've ever heard of that. How far away is that?
Oh, it's pretty far outside the valley. You wouldn't know. You didn't go there.
But rest assured, I am huge there.
I am huge there. Just don't ask the orcs.
Okay, well, you know, four nights, I think we could work something out.
Unless, of course, you have another entertainer.
Well, not right now. I mean, we've had folks come through. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. When you're here... when you first came into town, you performed that one night. The patrons did really take to your songs, and they did drink quite a bit more that night. So I think what it would cost, I think, would probably work out for both of us. So I think what we can do is comp you for the room for those four nights.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure my compatriots who share my room will be perfectly happy with that as well.
Well, I mean, you know, there's I can't, you know, give everybody a free room.
We're paying for a room with multiple people in it. That's why I was like, that seems kind of. Well, are you bringing that up now?
Your bed. We're talking about. Well, I'll cover the cost of your bed, and if you guys, if you want to be the generous type, you can split the remainder among you, and that would make it cheaper on the whole for the whole lot.
So,
I mean, you're convincing, but this isn't mind control.
No, it's not mind control. I'm just trying to make sure I got the rooms right. Let's see. Were we going for the dormitory, guys, or we take?
Oh, you done the dormitory?
I don't know. I have to check that. I don't know if we were.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it was pretty expensive to get the private room.
Yeah, because the private rooms are five silver a night. So
I hope they were more expensive than that.
No, the lodging for a separate room is five silver a night. The
one silver
luxury suite was two gold. And the dormitory is one silver.
Yeah, there's no luxury suite.
Then there was a luxury suite. So it's either five or one silver. So I was thinking, wait a second, how much is a bath?
Bath?
It's six copper. Oh, how six about, copper. So I guess a portion of, I mean, how about just a free bath a day on those days?
Sure, that's fair.
That seems fair, because I mean, I believe breaking up the cost of the room won't be that necessary. We can just do the free bath.
Well, we'll keep Todd busy.
Well, youth requires labor. Otherwise, they can become useless. I mean, they do tend to ruin everything, as I said before. At least make them useful while they're here.
Nathan, I stumble into the kitchen, and I toss a coin to the a penny to the dishwasher, and I just lay in front of him like, give me a bath. And I just... Because I finally realized the beer is probably not that great.
So the dishwasher will be Todd too. He's like, are you
fucking do it?
Okay. He's like, throw some soap in the bucket, and he just dumps a bucket of water on you.
Just like my mom.
You like splash around in it?
God.
I'm singing in the rain.
You hear a commotion from the back room, the rest of you. Splashing and singing.
Didn't that end a show? Delightful.
Well, got that settled. Got free baths for 4 days. We should only probably be here 3 knowing my luck. But anyway, and I'll give them a performance that can get up more drinking. One song gets me that bath. This cheap. I of course, will have the tip jar out there.
Of course, yeah.
And I'll have, you know, Corgan, if they don't start, you know, you just run to the crowd and give them the... Okay, so yeah, that's the only thing I wanted to do was just set up a bath fund.
Okay. and I take it you leave the inn at some point?
Yeah. Can't buy things there.
Yeah.
The two... Smiths, they leave before you. You guys are kind of hanging out a little bit longer, but they leave, they open the doors and they look back and one of them says, the woman says, good morning, troll slayers, and walks out.
Good morning, Smiths.
Hold up my beverage and salute.
Yeah. Yeah, hold up my tea.
You smell nice.
Get back in your bucket.
You smell slightly cleaner. Odd.
I smell like joy.
Oh, God. I want to know what that means.
That traveling vendor had left already.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we didn't stick the donkey on him?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. But there is a merchant's house... In outskirt.
Okay.
There's a smithy.
So I guess we can get the arrows from the smithy and other stuff from...
Can I go over to the smithy?
Yeah.
They're just getting
the fire stoked. They haven't really started banging on anything yet.
I look around. Hopefully my mate's not too close by.
I might be needing some armor. What do you got for me?
Oh. Yeah, I think we've got some armor for, that we could suit for you. It was, made for a dwarf, but you have a pretty similar, proportions and probably some minor modifications that it would fit you.
What kind of rating would you give it?
If you had to give it on a number scale from 1 to 10.
If we go to the tactile strength of the particular, what are we talking about here?
We have some chain mail, you know, and if you're talking about between 1 to 6, I would give this probably a 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's not cheap, though. It's this is made for a dwarven warrior, so, you know, it's we'd have to charge you about 50 gold for this.
All right, get it ready for me.
All right, half down. You got the, can you put a deposit down?
Oh, I'm good for it, for certain.
Or make a persuasion roll.
Holy, we just kill a troll. Oh God!
Wait, hold on.
It has to be under. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I was going to say. So
or bluff, whatever you have better. I'd give you bluff or persuasion. A 3 for both.
Oh, this is going to go so well.
I'm good for it. He says, sweating profusely and turning red.
Well, with a dagger in his hand, but yeah, sure, yeah.
I think my mom's calling.
On my cell phone.
Wait, so is your rating 3 or did you roll a 3?
I rolled a 3.
Oh, you rolled a 3.
What's your skill?
Oh.
Yeah.
After
a bath, I'm feeling very, feeling very, very up, yeah.
Holy shit. Well.
I mean, what's your charisma?
All right, yeah.
Well, it's bait. It's bait. So it's
okay. You probably definitely made it. Never mind.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, Troll Slayer. Yeah, we know you're good for. Just give us a couple days, and we'll have it ready for you.
You're a good mate. I'm gonna get you a drink.
You got a couple of days to make 50 gold.
And then I run, hey guys, I gotta make 50 gold.
There he was, late at night on some dark road in outskirt, wearing a short skirt.
Oh, so I'm in the back of my Malibu wagon.
It's not called in skirt.
Yeah.
It's called upskirt.
Upskirt. Oh, Lord.
For 20 gold, you get a Z job.
I think Kurgan's learning, like,
Ireland, that's a mighty fine wagon you got there.
Yes, Scotty, that's right.
Yeah, so O'Called, the dwarf, is a dwarven woman. She's like heavily tattooed, and you realize after kind of getting closer to them that the like their beards are very similar color, and the shape, they're actually twins. After you get closer and you're kind of, and you realize after kind of spending a couple their minister haggling with them that the two O'Called and Badenor are twins. But yeah, so you've got stuff, or you're getting stuff. The arrows are going to take a couple days to make. The chainmail is going to take a few days. Now you can go to the stable. You can go talk to Dranith and work on your spell training. You can, if you want to go to mill for something. I don't know if you need anything from the mill.
I actually wanted to see if that knight or anybody else in town could literally teach me the sword.
Yeah, you could probably track her down. She was in town. You just see her the night before. You hadn't seen her this morning. Yeah, as you're kind of wrapping up with the coming out of the smithy with some stuff, you see Vagenhild kind of standing outside the inn and kind of like looking at you guys and like kind of leaning her head and like nodding towards the to the stable for the inn.
Corinne, is this sexually suggestive?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't.
I think she wants you to check on the donkey.
This is about the donkey.
Oh, okay. Just to clarify, this isn't sexually suggestive.
No.
Okay. No, not unless you're into donkeys.
No, that's not even a donkey to be in.
No. No, I'm fairly certain I'm...
You're a tea guy, we know.
Yeah, tea. I like tea. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we head over to the head shake.
To the what?
To where she's shaking her
head. The donkey.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
The donkey. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you wouldn't mind cleaning that up, and she kind of holds a shovel out.
I didn't quite agree to that. I'll let him grab the shovel. I'm just here for observation.
I think I hear my mother who dropped me off when I was a child calling.
I knew your mother.
Corbin, back. Get over here. Corgan, get over here. Hold this thing she gives you.
So, we said, Baylor to mucking the stable.
Mm. Ooh, yes. Baylor. No, he's busy working out. So.
And Brains is making out with Quiverwing.
So, yeah, we'll take a look and see what we're looking at first.
Yeah, so you see, it's one of those half height gate things. And you see Miserable Beast and he's just standing, really close to the gate there, and like, and kind of acknowledges your existence as you approach, and steps back a little bit and kind of snorts at you.
And he said
semi-aggressively,
"Okay, this is going well." There wasn't any squelching when he stepped back, so that's a good sign. Well, maybe there was. There's a lot of hay. Okay, let's just. Somebody open the stall. I guess I'll, open the stall.
So you open the stall, and you're not really sure what you're looking at first.
Does he still have legs?
Are
they donkey legs?
Or still has donkey legs. Yeah, and you look at his legs, and underneath his legs, there is a in some kind of a star-like pattern are rows and piles of dead rats, kind of like in a circle around where Miserable Beast is standing.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Literally, Miserable Beast has rid her of any type of rat infestation in this barn. And yet now, we have to clean up the mess because it's a terrible thing. Look at all these rats that are dead.
We should be charging for this service.
You think? Okay.
Good. Beast?
That's not be insulting.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, had they arranged that you
start? It's
star
probably
shape?
About 30 pounds of dead rats.
Oh my god. That's like 17. That's a lot of meat. That's a lot of.
How did all these rats get here?
So he probably just. I mean, look at his sores. They probably thought they were getting an easy meal, and they got screwed.
You said it was arranged in a star shape.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
in a circle.
Star kind of
looks like a.
Compass,
other things,
Rosette,
Octagon.
He's trying to summon himself Rosetta, from Rosette, another world.
Yeah, because you know my occultism is yeah.
Yeah
okay.
Looks kind of like a protection circle.
Are we feeling scared?
Cover wing. Hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and stand in that.
Oh boy! Wait.
He pushes you out.
Wait. No. Okay, Beast. We have to clean this up. What are we?
He steps out of the stall and goes over to where the feed bucket is and knocks it off the hook.
Is there anything in it?
And it looks back at you.
Is there anything in there? I look back at him. Is there anything in it?
No.
Well then, okay.
Put the rats in it.
Nudges it, looks back at you.
Do you want us to put the rats in the bucket? I'm just thinking. I mean, it's just protein.
Try it.
Okay, someone put you, Corgan. You're so good at this. Bane's not around it. I mean, she's like,
you're so good at this. Actually, you know what?
Without hesitation, I oblige.
Fetch.
Now, do you use the shovel or do you use your hands?
My hands.
No. Use the shovel.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll use the source. Okay.
The rats aren't larger than one. Encumbrance.
However, it is comical, like
right. So we'll put some in the bucket and see if he eats them.
Absolutely devours them.
Okay, then we are putting the rats in the bucket.
This reminds me of the time in New Orleans.
Why does he need the rats in the bucket? Never mind. I'm going to go
you
to the
shovel the rats in the bucket. As soon as the rats are in the bucket, he's just like voracious, just tears into them. There's like bits of rat like flying everywhere as he like.
Why wouldn't it just eat the rats off the ground?
That's what I was wondering.
Does it have to be served?
Don't bore me with details.
I go, there's a protocol. Like, I mean, like. Do you just shoot when you shoot a deer, do you just eat it off the ground? No, she picks it up, hangs it in a tree, dresses it, takes off the skin. There's rituals. The beast gets rituals too. He doesn't just, I mean, except for that one cultist, he did just sort of.
The miserable beast will eat anything that smells like Corgan.
So we'll just have the rats will be transferred to the bucket. He will eat the rats in the bucket. Once the bucket is empty, we'll continue doing that until there's no more rats.
It's funny. Like
I need to animate what you just said, Malcolm. Go ahead.
There's more rats.
You finish putting all the rats in the bucket, but when he's done, the bucket's not empty. It's actually filled with rat skins. Like all the fur is like completely intact. And just the meat's gone.
I know a guy. I mean, if only you'd summon minks.
Right?
I mean, jeez. Beast, such talent. Okay. Well, rat skins are easier to get rid of than just inner rats. So okay. We'll do all that, and then we'll take the rat skins to the rat skin guy. There's bound to be a tanner in town.
Yeah, rat skin coat.
And he's like, no, no, no. It's for a friend.
I bet I'd be allowed to wear that.
But yeah, I will. Yeah, we'll drop the bucket of rat skins off later. We'll clean up the stall.
Okay.
I'll just, you know, tell Beast what a interesting creature he is. You're so interesting. I must say there's nothing quite like you in this world. And you know what? I think the world's all the better for it.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like to thank whatever world you came from.
I just want to say, you're unique, okay? All right, and then we'll just like... It always bothers me when someone puts something that, like the miserable beast, puts down a protection circle, because that means there's something out there that he doesn't want to be bothered with.
I'm more concerned that something would bother it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there's that too. You're right, good point.
Perhaps we should just move.
We're going to have to move before he does it again, but we know what to do now. Put the rat in the bucket. The donkey gets angry. It's pretty simple.
Name of the episode, put the rat in the bucket.
So,
anyway.
So we'll drop off the rat skins to the tanner.
We won't tell them. We'll just leave it outside their door.
No, I'll leave a note saying, you know, what's her name? Annabelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love a rat skin coat. Your friend Annabelle at the end.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, she made it. She said some very racy things to Dane. And we know he's a tea drinker, so it's just going to be kind of awkward for him. All right. Off we go.
But before we leave.
The barn or the tanner?
The barn.
Okay.
I'll cast Protector on Miserable Beast.
I don't think he likes that.
What's that?
It, for the next shift, will protect him by reducing the power level of any spells cast against him by one.
Well, that's nice. But and what's that spell look like when you're casting it?
It's a gesture and an ingredient. In this case, the ingredient will be rat skins.
Okay.
So she's got a mystical aura of rat around him.
Because there happen to be rat skins aplenty around here.
I love the way you recycle.
Thank you. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Okay, there you go. I do have to touch him to do it?
No.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Does he stand for that?
I don't know, we'll see.
He kind of like kind of goes for you to see if you'll flinch.
Not this time. I'm definitely running an experiment here.
Okay.
And all of my friends know how to heal.
Let's see.
It's like how far we can run you up to run to that doctor.
He lets you.
Okay.
Like slap him with the rat skin.
Yeah, right.
There is, yeah.
Because he put himself in a circle of protection, right? And I figured
he killed himself in a circle. He killed things in a circle of protection.
I'm wondering, maybe he could use a little extra help. He is a member of my party. I have a loyalty to people that are in my party.
Like, listen to this last episode. You're ready to eat him. Episode two.
Oh yeah, when I got sucked into the netherworld where
that was he just bit you that time.
Yeah.
We hardly knew him then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I respect him as the demon from the other world that he is.
You know, he did attack the cultists, so.
Yeah.
But he could have been hungry. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what his pronouns are. I'll just go with them. Could be anything.
It actually might be they because there's a legion in there, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Come bite you.
He won't let me talk to him, even though I have the ability.
Mm.
Do you? I tried to talk to him once.
You know what? Once. People are like that, too. They don't want to be talked to, and people still try and talk to them.
Like me at work every day.
So are we going to see Dranith next?
Yes.
Is that the wizard? Guy?
At the castle ruin or the temple ruins?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he goes to learn that lesson. I want to investigate the
territory around the ruin.
Okay.
Dane is sitting having a nice cup of coffee.
No, he's no, you're not.
Tea.
Oh, dinner. Shit. Sorry.
Slap it out of his hands.
I knew this tasted weird.
Who are you? What have you done with Blaine?
That's stop not for you.
Just stop sticking things in your mouth.
So he has now changed his name to Quiverdane.
Quiverdane.
Hello, adventurers. What can I do for you?
I would like to learn from you and your grimoire.
Ooh. Do you have the gold?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my cut is, but it should be enough to pay you.
Excellent. What kind of magic do you want to learn? What secrets do you seek?
How to make gold.
it depends on what he's capable of teaching me.
I mean, you.
Does he have gold. Any second level animism spells?
Well, I don't know what the level they are. I just know the names of them.
Well, rank one, rank two.
Well, you tell me the names, and I'll help you with the levels as soon as I get to that page.
sense magic.
Okay, he has sense. That's a trick.
I'm already on the spells.
That's a trick in general.
Dispel?
Dispel is rank one.
Mm-hmm. Protector, which you know.
Also rank one.
Magic shield.
Rank two.
Banish.
Banish
is a rank one under Animalis.
Ensnaring Roots.
Rank one.
Yep.
Lightning Flash.
I know it.
Treat Wound, which you know. Yeah. Or Treat Wound and Heal Wound. He has both of those.
He has Heal Wound.
Yeah.
Oh, do that one.
Oh, yes. Interesting. I can learn that one in a shift.
Bolt and Purge.
Lightning Bolt and Purge are both two.
Ooh.
Were you doing Lightning Flash before? Is that what you're doing before?
Yeah, he's been doing Lightning Flash.
Oh,
yeah.
So Bolt is worse.
Yes, it is.
Well, for the recipient. Right. which could be any of us.
Yeah, basically, it goes companions.
From 2d6 against the troll, 2d4 against Malcolm's character. Right. And it goes from that to 2d8 against the troll, 2d6 against Malcolm's character.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a
and
it's
it
a
increases
giver.
The range to 40 meters.
Mm. Yeah, so what's what do you want to learn? Which one?
Honestly, I was going to learn a whole different school of magic.
Well, he's animism also, so he's the same school as you.
Okay, then each of those I would like to learn all three of them on is a that, shift. Each one is a shift. I have to learn one shift.
Just so you know, Tim.
Yeah.
Lightning Bolt also gets a third person.
Oh,
so you can get me and Dane.
Oh, fun.
So do you have Keeper of the Spoils, do you have 15 gold to spare for him to learn three spells?
We did pick up 17 gold coins at the same time we picked up the rune inscribed Moon Longbow, so we could just do that.
And we could sell the armor.
Well, without selling anything.
Oh,
we
actually,
have the gold
no, I'm
on
sorry.
Him.
He's only it's only 3 gold.
Mm. Per spell?
Yeah. Per shift. Per shift.
Oh, per shift.
And each one is one shift?
So I would learn Lightning Bolt, Heal Wound, and Purge.
Would the second level spell cost 2 shifts, or is it the same?
Ew, I need Banish.
The
first.
Lesson takes 1 shift.
And you have to roll after each shift, right?
Yeah.
You roll against
Lightning Bolt, Heal Wound, and Banish are the three I'm going to learn. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Into the
moon. So you should have plenty of money for that. And it's going to do 1 spell a day. But if you want to roll all 3 of them now.
Yeah, sure. I just have to beat my animism roll for this one. Since they're all
yes, and you roll it a boon.
Oh, well.
Okay. Because of a teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I rolled a 19 for the first. And I made it on the second one. Glad I'm rolling it on a boon.
You realize if you fail, though, there's no audit for this course.
Ooh, I got a dragon. I got a 1, and the second one, it doesn't beat it. So that's a... can I do a 4th one since we're here for a week? Because that would allow me to get not banish, but purge as well. You said he has purge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get purge as well.
Yeah, if you've got the gold to spare, then
is 12 gold enough?
Yeah.
All right, should I just take that off our list? Okay.
Yeah, because that's...
Load up the mage, and now you got to really protect him.
That's what I do. That's why I'm trying to get armor.
I protect you guys, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're going to lightning bolt all this to craziness.
That's why I stand next to him.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, that may be the thing. That's what I need to do. Just like, where are you next to the death?
That's why I stand under him.
He realizes he's the same height we are. Okay. Okay, never mind.
Banish and purge.
And what do those do?
So banish, they're both basically turn undead.
Then demons.
The first one is demons and undead rising from their graves are a violation of the natural order, must be stopped. This spell inflicts 2d8 damage on such a being. Each additional power level increases the damage by a d8. And then the larger version of that is you can exorcise a demon or undead, inflicting 2d10 damage. Each additional power level does 2d10.
Does a d10.
Armor and natural armor have no effect. So are skeletons considered undead? I think they would be, right?
Yeah. Yes, okay. They're not. Yeah, they're considered undead.
Cools.
So while he's learning his spells, I'm investigating the area, the ruins, to see what sort of unusual things, any signs of bats pilfering stuff.
Yeah, make a observation roll.
What specifically is observation in this? Is spot hidden? Or awareness?
Yes, I'm sorry, awareness. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I made that comfortably. Four.
You see in the rubble a leathery wing kind of protruding from... like inside, like between some rocks.
Leathery wing protruding from inside some rocks.
Yep.
Is it moving?
Nope.
Then I go investigate that.
Yeah, you get there and you see basically it looks like one of those large bats fell and kind of got wedged in between some rocks, and it's got a... crossbow bolt sticking out of it, and it's actually probably been here for probably a couple weeks.
Crossbow bolt, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell from, is this bat like something common and natural to the area, or is it something that's looks more?
Well, you probably have to pull it out.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing, moving some rocks, looking at what remains.
Yeah, so it's like completely completely stiff as a board.
That is a feather.
Bloody Mary.
And there is a scroll tied to its foot.
Ooh. Scroll tied to its leg in some sort of metallic case?
Yeah, like a little tiny scroll case.
I will take that. Leave it for a scholar to examine later.
Yeah, it does not look like completely natural. It has, even in death, the eyes have kind of a reddish hue to them. And it has tiny little horns on its head.
Hold your tongue, Malcolm.
And it's how big? It's about...
About a 3-foot wingspan.
So its body is only about a foot or so.
Yeah.
Right then, I'll make note of its location, and I will return to get Dane.
Okay.
I'll
lead Dane to the bats. I've found one of those creatures they've been seen flying around at night.
Sparrows.
No, bats.
Oh, yes.
And I've gone and lost my train of thought.
I do anyway, that all the time.
Must be incredibly frustrating. What? Come this way. So I will lead you to the mat, and I'll say, and it was carrying this scroll case upon its leg.
Have you opened it?
I would leave that for you, I should think.
No? Okay, I'll examine the scroll case.
And the exploding spike trap goes up. No. Sorry. No kidding.
My plan works.
you open the scroll case and there's actually a little tiny scroll in there, but it's there's a message on it.
Okay.
And it's written in some obscure runes.
Can I decipher them?
You could try.
Ooh, you want languages or myths?
Languages would be good.
Languages. I rolled a 3 out of 13, so yes.
Beautiful. So you're spending a few minutes and you're kind of taking some notes, kind of comparing words side by side.
Ooh, in the different characters. Oh.
But you do recognize it from some books, and it's like once you kind of get like what type of code it's written in is fairly easy for you. So it's a few short phrases. Newcomers in outskirt.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose unclear. Keeping an eye on them. And at the very end of it, you read it and you kind of sit back, and it says, "All might to Sathmog, our three-tongued liberator."
Three-ton?
Three-tongued.
Tongues.
Oh.
Is that metric tons or imperial tongues?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever gets you off, baby.
Imperial tongues are British.
Well, if there's three of them, there's a little bit of... Okay. Never mind.
Well, that was interesting. And I look around before I relate the contents. Are we being observed or?
Not right now.
Okay, then I switch to Elvish and I relate the message. And then I was like, it seems that someone, probably us, has been reported on to some Sathmog worshippers.
Might you recognize the. The hand that wrote the scroll.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think so, because these are runes, and runes don't lead to a lot of handwriting, but I can... Do I, Nathan?
Yeah, it would be hard. I mean, they're pretty angular.
Yeah. They don't lead to a lot of personal flair. You either write them correctly or you don't.
So it's no surprise that there are worshippers of Sathmog in this pit.
Who has a stable of bats that would report these messages?
Could be any one of the attics of all these houses and barns in town.
And these are rather large bats. One would think people might notice, something the size of a fox flying in and out of a personal home.
Yeah, they didn't notice a troll clamoring over their palisades.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
Lots of farmers are, early to bed, early to rise. So
we should share this information with everyone else.
We should indeed. And keep an eye out for those who might be seeking the statue parts.
I wonder if this has been here for several weeks. What was the one that they saw the other night? What message was that carrying?
My question.
I suddenly am not as comfortable staying here longer than we already have.
Well, you're committed for several days now.
Yeah. 4 days. But so I suggest that at night perhaps we keep watch on the skies. Just in case we can identify where these might be
and
coming from.
On ourselves.
Well, I think that's probably a good place to wrap things up. You've made a new discovery. You're cashing in on some of your hard work. You're you're studying and picking up new skills. Tyr will pick up your quest for sword training next time, maybe.
I want to do swords as well. So it'd be two of us.
Yeah, or just hand wave it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Any closing arguments, thoughts, final thoughts before we sign off?
Oh, yeah, like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. I suggest liking and subscribe.
And maybe by the time this comes out, we'll actually have merch with our characters on it. So we'll put a special on Blaine Bane Dane t-shirts.
It'd be like a sports jersey with the three names on the back scratched out.
Right.
And the holy rat in the bucket bugs.
But thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
I wave like people can see my hands.
So are we going to, you want to do
advancements?
Yeah. Advancements?
Why not?
Okay. Well, all right.
Let's do the questions.
Let's do some. All right. So first up, dragons and demons. I got one. Okay. So Tyr, why don't you go ahead and go first?
All right. Mine was in bushcraft. I have a 14. I'm going to roll. And I rolled a 19. Nice.
There you go.
Mine doesn't matter because I can't advance it. I already have an 18.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. All right. So everybody, did you participate in the game session? Say yes. That's one. Mm-hmm. Explore a new location.
Not really.
Well,
miserably stall. That's about it.
Yeah, it's like the barn, but I don't
explore further a previous location.
She did explore the ruins. She may get one, but I don't think the rest of us.
Yeah, Chris, if you feel okay taking one for that, I'll let you have it. Defeat one or more dangerous adversaries. Not really.
Miserable beast. No.
My wallet.
Overcome an obstacle without using force.
Miserable beast.
So yeah.
I paid gold instead of beating the knowledge out of him.
Right. Did you give in to your weakness?
Yes.
Yes.
Did. No, there was no Nightkin. So I guess I got one roll.
All right, there you go. All right, Tyr, you want to start off again?
Sure. All right. I'm going to do acrobatics. I have a 9.
All right.
And I rolled a 10. So that goes up. Perfect. I am going to try evade. I have a 16. And I rolled an 18. Oh, yes.
Wow, you're lucky.
I'm on fire tonight. And my last one is going to be bows. I have a 17. And I rolled an 8, so no.
Okay. Tim.
I have 2. I'm going to roll for swimming. And I made it. I have a 12 and I rolled a 15.
You're practicing in the trough.
I am. And the other one is evade. I have it at 12 and I'm rolling 16. 18. Yeah. 18.
Oh, good.
So I made them both. I'm good.
All right, Tony.
Because of tonight, I'm going to go with seamanship. Because
it's SEA, Tony.
My mop water. I rolled an 11. Same slurp. So I did not make that one. And finally, a 4 awareness. I can go up again from a 9 to a 10. So that worked out pretty well.
All right. Chris.
Okay. I'm starting with awareness, which is at a 14. And I get a 4, so that goes nowhere. Next up is sneaking, which is at a 17. Woo. Oh, and I got a 20.
Woo!
Nice. So that goes up to an 18, right?
Oh, that goes up to an 18.
Tim, stop showing off your dog.
That means
you get a heroic ability.
You get a heroic ability.
Sweet.
But by the way, I've given up on my quest of learning a new college, which was going to be my heroic ability. I've instead decided to use Master Spellcaster.
Oh.
And
that's my heroic
ability. Cool.
Next up is Swords, which is at an 8. And I get a 4 again. Okay, so I got 1.
All right.
It was a good one.
What does Master Spellcaster get you there, Tim?
It allows me to roll 2 different spells at the same time. So I can do Lightning Bolt and Lightning Flash at the same time.
And get everybody
Jesus
in the party.
Christ. Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through every encounter in here and like double like every.
Okay.
Everything has become horrifying.
Yes, you have. It can become really, very frightening.
It's just a rules,
I'm just gonna replace your your picture with Tim the Enchanter. I'm just gonna put that picture up there.
All right, I gotta finish up here.
Okay. Oh, and Malcolm, got one roll.
I have one roll.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Tony, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah. I have one roll. It's awareness. I have it at 8. I rolled a dragon, so no.
Womp. All right.
Well, that's it.
Well, thanks, guys. I had fun tonight. I can't wait to next week. Maybe I don't have a whole lot more planned for Outskirt, so we'll kind of like wrap up Outskirt and maybe fast forward and get you out of the town. So,
hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the mallard mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.